This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. If you've ever been to a Planned Parenthood clinic, and no matter the reason, it's very likely that the first interaction you had took place outside the clinic, on the sidewalk or near the entryway to the parking lot. And it involved people in neon vests offering pamphlets or holding pictures of fetuses or babies, eager to talk with you, convince you, or even shock you into turning around and leaving. This activity is called sidewalk counseling, and it's been a mainstay of anti-abortion activism for decades. But when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, Missouri became the first state to ban abortion. Where, then, did Missouri's sidewalk counselors go? Reporter Jeremy Kohler has been looking into that. His recent investigation for ProPublica looked at one notable anti-abortion group, Coalition Life, which has expanded its activities outside Missouri and done so while reaping the benefit of a lucrative Missouri tax credit program. Jeremy Kohler is a St. Louis-based reporter who was part of that ProPublica investigation, and he joins us now to talk about it. Jeremy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So, Jeremy, your piece focuses on the nonprofit Coalition Life. What is this group and what does it do?
Coalition Life is an anti-abortion group. They were founded in 2009. They describe themselves as America's largest professional sidewalk counseling organization. And so they describe themselves as, just like you said, sending staff members to stand outside abortion clinics and try to turn around people who are coming in for services there and try to point them toward other types of options like adoption or simply carrying the baby to term.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is it that drew your attention to this particular group, Jeremy?
2 years ago for ProPublica, I wrote a story highlighting a lucrative Missouri tax credit, the Pregnancy Resource Tax Credit. This was a tax credit that's existed for quite a few years. In 2019, on the same day that the legislature in Missouri created the trigger law that would ultimately ban abortion on the day of the Dobbs decision, they also expanded this tax credit. Previously, it had been a 50% tax credit, meaning that if you give a $1,000 donation to one of the groups that qualifies for this program, you would get $500 back in a tax credit from the state. The state had a cap on it that on the whole program that was $2 million per year and then later $3.5 million. And there was an end date. It would sunset like most state programs do.
Mm-hmm.
But on this day, the legislature expanded the tax credit to 70%. They removed the cap and they removed the end date. And so the program will keep on going forever.
Into perpetuity.
Yeah.
So Brian Westbrook is the executive director and the founder of Coalition Life, which you mentioned was founded in 2009. And in July of 2022, about a month after the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, he talked about the group's perspective on abortion and how he sees opposition to abortion as a, quote, parallel to the fight to end slavery.
It's unthinkable to even think that we would have slaves today. Completely unthinkable. 99% of the population would agree. And so what we want is not just illegal, but also unthinkable. That if we look back in our history and think, why do we ever think that abortion's okay? That's our goal of our organization.
That was Coalition Life Executive Director Brian Westbrook. Now, Jeremy, does this capture the philosophy of this group that Coalition Life isn't just about making abortion illegal, but something bigger than that or something more?
Yeah, they're a general purpose anti-abortion group, and they have a small pregnancy center at their headquarters in Maryland Heights, where they will, if they're able to make contact with a client, they will set up services there, a sonogram and some counseling and things. What makes Coalition Life important to my story is they're one of the groups that has really learned how to market this tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked about a fundraiser that in 2022 where Brian Westbrook was speaking directly to donors who had the ability to spend. lots of money and was directly asking them, you know, make a donation to us for $71,500. You'll get $50,000 back and the rest will be tax deductible. So it won't cost you that much.
Mm-hmm.
And so Coalition Life, even though now its sidewalk operations are in these other states where abortion is legal, they're raising money for this in Missouri at these fundraisers and targeting high donor, people who can spend a lot on donations.
Right, right. So what they're donating to, because you had talked about the way that Coalition Life identifies itself as America's sort of leading sidewalk counseling organization, what does that counseling actually involve? What does it look like for someone who is encountering a Coalition Life employee when they go to an abortion clinic in other states?
I spent two Saturday mornings in July and August outside the Planned Parenthood in Fairview Heights. The typical transaction is a driver will pull into the driveway and Coalition Life will have two paid people at the driveway in the public right-of-way, and they'll wave at every car that drives by, but when someone pulls into the driveway, they'll flag them down and then introduce themselves and hand them pamphlets with information about alternatives to abortion
mm-hmm.
And contraception. And it typically, if a car does stop for them, then one of the volunteers outside Planned Parenthood who work for Missouri Abortion Action will come and tell the driver, keep moving, they're not with the clinic, and then escort them to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And the Coalition people know that they don't enter the property or else they would be trespassing. They'd probably be arrested.
Right. And in the piece that you wrote, it does begin with that kind of a description of what was happening just 15 to 16 miles from here in Fairview Heights, Illinois. Now, what you were focusing on in this investigation for ProPublica, it was a matter of money and the way that Missouri tax credits, you've mentioned before, how it's supporting groups like Coalition Life. Jeremy, in simple terms, can you just repeat again what it is the tax credit is and how there is a benefit to a donor?
Yeah, it's if you want to give money to pregnancy resource centers, it's a tremendous deal because Missouri is going to give you 70% of your donation back in the form of a tax credit, which then you can use to pay your state taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Up to $50,000 is the maximum tax credit. So we're talking about a lot of money per donor. The change that the legislature made in 2019 is it had previously been capped at $3.5 million per year. So in other words, taxpayers were forfeiting $3.5 million that would not come into the treasury because people would be redeeming tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
They removed that cap and they expanded the credit. They really didn't do very much research about how much that would cost, but immediately it cost a lot. And the story that I wrote 2 years ago, Missouri had a $7 million quarter. Just that past quarter.
Right.
And then fast forward this 2 years, just at the time that I wrote the story last month, Missouri had a $10 million quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on pace for over $11 million for the year. So it's already costing taxpayers three times as much as it did 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really there's no limit to it. Missouri has really given the individual donors the ability to kind of redirect the fire hose of public funding.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the state spending this money, it's individual donors.
So as a clarification here, this isn't Missouri giving money directly to groups like Coalition Life. I mean, so what is the effect on Missouri taxpayers and the Missouri population?
Yeah, they're essentially forfeiting the money that would have come in, and they're issuing letters that can be redeemed instead of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's money that's not coming into the state treasury. And so it is a public investment. It's just a different type of – it's not a direct investment. It's a tax credit.
Mm-hmm. And that money could be used for other issues or for other needs, right?
Sure. It's money that would have come into the state treasury to be used for anything.
Mm-hmm. So in 2019, which was the year that the tax credit became law, you had reported that Coalition Life had a revenue of $800,000. And by 2022, that amount was more than double at $1.7 million. I mean, how did the tax credit make that happen? And I mean, is it legal for Coalition Life to use the money that it gets through Missouri tax credits to spread its message outside the state?
Yeah, it is. There's nothing in the law that says where the money has to be spent. And Coalition Life argues that they are spending the money in Missouri. They may be doing the outreach in Illinois and in Kansas. You know, they're as far away as up in Cook County. They're in five locations in Illinois and one in Kansas. And if you look at their website, that's how they represent what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, you know, that they're spending money on the people once they make contact with them, once they turn them around and come back. They have appointments and things at Maryland Heights. They have an office to keep up there. Their executives are there. Their salaries are paid there. That they can call themselves a Missouri corporation.
Right. And the website I did visit, and I watched the video of Brian Westbrook explaining how people can benefit from this tax credit program. And it was not so much about the mission. It was really more about the money. What about that should raise some alarm? I mean, is there anything that people can do, or is this a train that's already left the station?
I wouldn't use the word alarm. This is something that the Missouri legislature enacted. This is what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I did talk to some legislators who voted for this and one who voted against it, who said, yeah, we didn't imagine that this would be spent on sidewalk counseling in Illinois and Kansas. We
mm-hmm.
envisioned it being spent on direct aid on people who would be forced to carry babies to term in Missouri.
Right.
This is the system we have. These are the people that we elected, and this is what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also write that Missouri's not the only state that's supporting anti-abortion groups. And you'd mentioned earlier that you spent time reporting in Texas, looking at how that state is funding pregnancy resource centers and groups like Coalition Life. How does what's happening in Texas compare with what is happening here in Missouri, Jeremy?
Yeah, I spent the first half of my year this year reporting on the story in Texas. Texas overall gives the most of any state to pregnancy resource centers. They're scheduled to give $140 million over a two-year period. What makes Texas different is it's a direct grant to these organizations. There's a fee-for-service system where the individual organizations bill for services that they provide. And even though our story showed how difficult that was to follow, there at least is a paper trail. We can see, you know, there are $14 charges for giving out pamphlets and for mm-hmm. giving out diapers and things like that, and they can stack those charges per client. But at least in Texas, this is the government giving direct money to organizations where you can follow it. Here, it's not the same. This is donors directing money to organizations and the state refunding the donors. There's not the same type of reporting back. You don't know what the services are that they're providing.
Mm-hmm.
And you also don't, there's no schedule for how much they will spend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this thing really caught on, Missouri taxpayers could spend $100 million this year on this, and there's nothing stopping the
right.
state from paying that back.
Jeremy, let's talk again about what happened after the Dobbs decision in 2022 and bring it back to Missouri. And in this state, abortion is now illegal in almost all circumstances, but that hasn't stopped Coalition Life.
And today we stand with Roe versus Wade overturned, but yet we see a massive increase in abortions in Kansas. And we see women coming over from Missouri, from Oklahoma, from Texas, and other places in the country.
And that was Coalition Life Executive Director Brian Westbrook speaking in October during a press conference announcing the group's expansion in Overland, Kansas. So, Jeremy, you have found that this group is establishing itself in other states, including Kansas. What does this expansion entail, and what is behind it?
They actually plan to expand to other states, too. Brian, if you look further into their website, just took a long tour of the East Coast with his family to visit all the abortion states and reach out to people that might support them there. Now, they presumably will raise money in those states and will not be able to take advantage of the Missouri tax credit there. But, I think that this group sees its mission as much larger than Missouri now, and that, you know, if abortion is going to be illegal in Missouri, then they need to take the fight to these other places.
Mm-hmm. So on the question of legality, is it legal for Coalition Life to use the money it gets through Missouri tax credits to spread its message outside the state?
There's nothing in the law that sets up the tax credit that says that they can't do that.
Mm-hmm. And then are there any limits on Coalition Life using its resources to try to affect political campaigns? Now, abortion is on the Missouri ballot in November, and they've been running some commercials, if I'm remembering correctly from your piece.
Yeah, I don't know much about how limited they would be to placing political ads and types of things like mm-hmm. that. They absolutely did purchase radio ad space to try to convince people not to sign the ballot. And they say that's in keeping with their mission. They are they're an anti-abortion group, and they have an anti-abortion message, and they want to get it out.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy, the numbers, we're talking about money. So obviously numbers are something that people would be paying attention to. Put the numbers in context for us. You note that Missouri's budget is nearly $52 billion, with a B. How significant is $11 million, you know, that's going to this tax credit? I mean, is this making a mountain out of a molehill, so to speak?
Yeah, that's one thing I wanted to make sure to include in my story that I think is sometimes missing. We are talking about still a very, very small public investment compared to the overall size of the state budget in Missouri and in Texas, no matter where you look. So I think it's important when you're doing reporting like this to show what the scope is. And, you know, in this case, you know, $11 million out of $52 billion is just a small fraction
right.
of what the state's spending.
Now, you've been looking at how other states are influencing access to abortion. How does Missouri compare in that larger picture?
Missouri, if you compare it to its population and other states to their populations, it is spending is one of the leaders. Texas is the overall leader, but Texas has a much larger, you know, six times or so the size of Missouri. If you add up Missouri, the money that Missouri gives directly to organizations and also through this tax credit in the past year, it's around $19 to $20 million, which would be per capita more than Texas, more than Tennessee, more than some of the other states that have, you know, Florida, that have large direct grants.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other states coming up that are following Missouri that have this tax credit program, and we don't, you know, it's hard to say how much those are going to go up and challenge Missouri in mm-hmm. terms of per capita investment.
So in the last 30 or 40 seconds, I mean, is there something that you are going to be watching for now that this investigation, this part of it is complete?
I think it'll be interesting to see if there's any pushback in the session this year on the extent of the use of this tax credit, if Missouri taxpayers are getting their money's worth for what they're spending and what they're forfeiting, you know, via this tax credit. And I think, you know, especially with the abortion amendment going on the ballot on November, that could change things also if abortion became legal again in Missouri. Obviously, some of these groups are going to focus more on Missouri than they are on other states.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy Kohler is a St. Louis-based reporter for ProPublica. Jeremy, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you so much, Elaine.
This episode was produced by Danny Wissentowski.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.